This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good Thursday morning, all. We are the Junks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to CropMetcalf.com. If you need information on how to become one of their five-star technicians, it's that easy. You've got a three-man Junks show this AM. My name is Cakes. That's not my birth name. That's a goofy radio nickname. At Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. At Cakes Flops on your Instagram. John Paul Flame is here, too.
29 years later, you're still complaining about it, and yet you embraced it with your social media nickname. So,
what are you going to do?
It's a goofy. Deep down, I think you like it.
Could be better. Eric Pickle is here, too.
I think it's a great nickname. By the way, something popped on the board. And the sound is just blasting my ears.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, Drav, if you want to check it or something. Something popped.
Something wacky with the machinery.
Yeah, I mean, these headphones, you can't adjust them. I have them as low as they can.
Gotcha.
Something wacky with my computer. Everything is vertical now, and I can't figure out how to change it.
That doesn't look great.
It's not like my phone. It doesn't just change.
I want you to do the rest of the show with your
up there computer. It is. Finally registered.
I've never seen that before. It happens with your phone, obviously, when your phone gets turned sideways. I've never seen everything on your computer.
You do me a favor, Cakes?
Yeah.
Can I take your jack? I want to try it in this jack, see if it works. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I just want to test.
Do what you got to do.
No, give me your... No, your adapt. Oh, that doesn't.
Yeah,
come
it doesn't
off.
Come off.
All right, see if does it sound normal here. Okay?
Hold on, he's plugging into his side.
Take them off your can because it might hurt
your
ears.
It's not gonna matter. My hearing's bad already. Oh, that's really loud.
Yeah,
like it's the loudest thing I've ever heard.
And I have it on zero. So yeah, something's not right.
Something weird with that side of the board. We'll have to get Roger in here, or you can plug in further down at one of the other jacks here at the studio.
Sorry.
Always some sort of technical issue here and there. Now it sounds like mine aren't even on because yours was so loud that it blew my ears out.
This one's not great either, but it's better.
There we go.
It's better. Anyway, sorry.
It's
carry
all
on.
Good.
It's just you get distracted when things get out of whack.
No worries. Did not mention that it is an open line Thursday.
That's right.
800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You're welcome to call us throughout the show. That means you can do it now. You can do it in the last segment. You can do it throughout. You can talk about Commanders free agency. You can talk about the heater that the Caps are on. We could do Junkies hypotheticals. We could just dispense invaluable life advice. You can do all those things.
Have you been watching any of the college basketball tournaments?
Haven't really checked in yet. Let me know when the real tournament starts. I'm not that big. I'm honestly not that big.
But
on
you're wearing your Maryland hat. You don't want Maryland to take down the Big Ten
this
title.
This is my Whip Snakes lacrosse hat.
Oh,
now, of course,
I just saw Maryland.
See, the Whip Snakes lacrosse club. Of course,
got
I'm rooting for the Terps. They've got the double bye, so they get to kick their feet up for a few rounds. So let me know when they play.
Tomorrow, 6:30.
And then let me know when the real tournament starts.
Are you officially more a Terps fan than a Tigers fan? Because I was telling you, I happened to log not much time with it.
Towson Tigers?
Yes.
Not, I mean,
like 5 minutes with
it.
But you realize Towson was the one seed in their tournament, EB.
That's my alma mater.
But they were playing Delaware.
I got enlightened.
And Delaware, I believe, was the 12 seed and knocked them off. And I was, you know, it was on ESPN or ESPN2 or something like that. I happened to log it, and I was like, I wonder if Cakes even checks out his. How his former team is doing.
The 12 seed knocked off Towson is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I knew what happened, but if you're asking me who I follow more, it's not even close.
Well, I know who you follow more at this point, and all your kids went to Maryland. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. But if they were to play each other, I mean, you had roommates who were on the Towson team.
That's correct, yeah.
And that was when they were making the tournament. Mm-hmm. And now I guess there's some sort of resurgence here where they entered that tournament as the one seed.
Yeah.
Now they got upset.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. That's what I was asking.
He doesn't care.
I mean, I'm 30 years removed from going to school there. And I root for them. I root for them to do well. I don't want them to get embarrassed by losing to a 12 seed.
He doesn't
even
know what's going on. I mean, barely. He doesn't care.
The team that I follow is the one in College Park.
Right, the big silly.
Yeah, the big silly. I mean, look, I went to a small school that had a pretty good basketball program when I was there. They've had fits and starts over the 30 years, but it's not like following like a Big Ten or an ACC school. Like, that's just a different level. And since my kids have gone to Maryland, I've just glommed on to the Terps. It's natural.
It's like a mid-major.
It's my backyard. It's 20 minutes from my house. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the short answer is, don't really follow Towson basketball that closely.
Yeah, that was a weird question by JP.
And how's that a weird question? It's his alma mater.
He doesn't mention Towson ever.
Yeah. I know, but every once in a while, they get on the national scene in a tournament like that, and I'm just wondering if he gets like a little Tiger pride.
I mean, I get a little bit, but it's not a big thing.
If
they're in the big silly,
I would dial in and I'd break out my Towson sweatshirt. Yeah. Sure, I do all those things.
You do have one?
I do have one. Yeah,
you saved.
I have one. No, I got one recently.
Oh, really?
I wish
you didn't have one before.
No, I did, but I mean, am I saving a college sweatshirt from 30 years ago? I actually wish I did because I had the silly standard gray champion hoodie that said Towson across the top. And when I went there, it was known as Towson State. Before they're like, oh, we need to fancy up our name and drop the state out of the title. I don't understand why schools do that. I guess they just feel that there's a stigma when you attach state to your university name for whatever reason. Anyway, they're now known as Towson University, which they have been for like 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I still had that hoodie, but I don't. Don't know where that wound up.
Is Byron here today or no? Because he's been here for a few days.
Adam Pohl is doing the updates. Pohl, I saw him tweet that he's at the tournament covering Mount St. Mary's, where he is the play-by-play voice, and he's doing updates from the road.
So Byron came in here and he said he did one of the conference tournaments, and I think, was he doing VATEC? Or no, he was just giving anecdotes of all these schools that you're not allowed to call them VATEC. You got to call them Virginia Tech. There were a couple kind of unique ones where one of them, they wanted you to actually use the initials.
Yeah, it was UNC Wilmington.
Yeah.
He had called them UNC Wilmington for 25 plus years. Now they want to be known as UNCW.
Yeah.
That's their branding.
It's like a weird thing.
Like Virginia Commonwealth. Like, you don't call, nobody calls them Virginia Commonwealth University. It's too wordy. It's too many words. VCU,
right?
Rolls off the tongue,
but that makes sense.
Yeah,
but some of these schools, you're just kind of known for what you're known for, and then to change the branding of it, it's just bizarre. What were you gonna say, Valdez?
Oh, I was gonna say if you got to be watching the ACC tournament because Jim Boeheim is calling it, and him and Corey Alexander, they have like some feud going on.
Oh, they're going
sniping at each other.
Oh, they are. They're taking subtle jabs at one another, and it's.
Hold on. So give me the dynamic.
Well, Boeheim's a pretty snarky
guy. There's got to be like a play. Is this in the studio or during the game?
No. This is during the game.
So there's a play-by-play, and then there's two color commentators.
Yeah, there's like a straight guy, and then there's like Corey Alexander and Jim Boeheim.
Right.
And I'm watching the Pitt Notre Dame game, and then I watched the Virginia Tech. They play Cal the other day, and I'm watching both those games, and they hate one another,
and you
can feel the tension, because like they just have the opposite viewpoint on everything.
Do you think? I mean,
Boeheim is so snarky, And he's getting to. He's also. He's. He, I don't know. I don't know what he's on.
He's got to be close to 80, right?
Yes.
I mean, he's probably 78, 80 in that range.
He's a cantankerous dude. Yeah.
And he's talking about the U.S. buying Iceland. Like, it's just he's off the deep end.
Do you think Boeheim and Alexander have anything in common?
No. I mean, nothing.
I mean, Alexander's around our age. I want to say maybe a few years younger. And it's like it's a generation gap.
No, it's the odd couple.
It's more
couple.
Than that.
It's so entertaining. It's more entertaining than the game.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing. I just typed up Jim Boeheim, Corey Alexander, and I see his Iceland comment, and then Corey Alexander said, "How did we get there? Let's talk about basketball."
Mm-hmm. No, but they're like they feud on everything about timeouts, fouls. I mean, it is very odd couple.
He's 80 years old. I mean, you give an 80-year-old a mic, you don't know what they're gonna say.
You know, and, right. I'm glued to the TV like, trying to hear what he's going to say.
Come to my house if I make it to 80 and stick a mic in front of me. Who knows what I'm going to say?
Hey, he's unhinged. He's unhinged, and I love it.
I would guess most 80-year-olds are pretty close to being unhinged. Like, right?
He'll say whatever. He doesn't give an F.
He gives zero Fs.
I think EB, though, is all over it. He's always been snarky, cantankerous, whatever word you want to use about Jim Boeheim.
That's his nature. That's what he is.
Yeah, very grumpy.
Yeah. Didn't he also like run over some people or something?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
I think he did. He was leaving like some venue with his wife.
I'll have to look at the personal life part of it.
Tragic car accident and a little kind of shady circumstances.
Oh, yeah. 2019, he struck and killed a 51-year-old man who was standing near the side of the road.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can blame a guy like in the middle of the night when someone's standing on the side of the road. You could get clipped, but yeah, weird.
My daughter got clipped this week. Ooh. She's training for the LA Marathon, and she was running.
You're kidding.
She described it. Yeah, she saw it coming, kind of, like somebody was taking a turn, and she said that they were looking to the left, and then just started pulling over to the right and then hit her knee, and she kind of jumped on top of the hood. Oh. She didn't get that hurt, but...
I mean, it's ridiculous. Wasn't it
what you did to somebody when you were leaving the Fairfax studios
once?
I was
going like 2 miles an hour.
Well, I don't think she was hit like some crazy speed. She didn't have to go to the hospital or anything.
It sounds dicey. Be careful.
I would have gotten all of their information just in case my knees got all swollen like a watermelon. I'm calling them, and their insurance company to be paying all my bills.
She didn't sound too concerned.
I wouldn't be happy about it.
Was it like in the neighborhood? So was it like a little light?
I don't think it was in the neighborhood.
It was like a highway?
I don't know the roads. She was saying where she was. I wasn't computing with me. I mean, it's in L.A. I don't know the L.A. landscape that well.
Sounds to me like Kelsey needs to find a trail to run on.
She mostly does.
Instead of running out of the street.
That's the problem when you train for a marathon, as you guys know. You got to
run everywhere.
You're running everywhere to find ground.
When you're doing like those last long runs,
yeah,
but like
10, 20 miles. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're doing the 19 or 20 miler. You got to hit some streets every once in a while. I'll never do those again.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris Farley. I just can't.
It's over.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah. Sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Too old.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to run 26.2 miles again.
He just ran one in Tokyo.
I saw that.
Yeah, he
gets on a flight for 14 hours to go run for 26.2 miles.
Looked like he had the time of his life.
I'm sure he had a great time. Yeah. That's his Super Bowl. That's his Nirvana.
Different strokes for different folks,
absolutely,
buddy.
Absolutely. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to get into the latest free agency signings for the Washington Commanders. So stay tuned. And also coming up, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 7 a.m. as they're on their West Coast swing. Got that first win against Anaheim. And Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, he'll join the show coming up at 9 a.m.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.